Canadore faculty will hold a strike vote between October 15 and 17 authorizing labor action should a fair agreement fail to be reached, says OPSEU. It comes after no renewal agreement was reached for over 15,000 college faculty province-wide, including full-time and partial-load professors and instructors, counselors, and librarians. The OPSEU College Faculty Bargaining Team and the College Employer Council, CEC, entered into contract negotiations on July 15 with all faculty proposals on the table as of September 1. However, the union says that hopes of reaching an on-time renewal agreement have been undercut by numerous concessions proposed by the employer. For months, we have highlighted the need to modernize our contracts to meet today's student and faculty needs, said Michelle Arbour, acting chair of the college faculty bargaining team at Lambton College. Quality education isn't supported by reducing student evaluation time or advancing narrow conceptions of teaching, which exclude supporting students outside the classroom. Arbour notes that the colleges are in a period of historic profits, with have accumulated a system-wide surplus of $1 billion this year alone on top of the recent $1.3 billion provincial investment. Those funds should be readily invested in quality education, added Arbour. Instead, we're seeing uncertainty on the rise, as partial load faculty hiring outpaces full-time faculty hiring. Three-quarters of teachers, counselors, and librarians working in Ontario colleges are on short-term contracts with little to no benefits or job security and no redress for workload concerns. It's been a problem for years. See, no solutions on the horizon on day one of college strike. In 2022, an award issued by arbitrator William Kaplan mandated the creation of a workload task force to comprehensively review faculty workload. The Workload Task Force report, the results of one of the largest known workload studies in Canada, was released for public review on September 3, 2024. The report confirms that faculty concerns have standing in raw data. All modes of instruction delivery have resulted in workload increases, on top of increased time needed for student supports. Partial load members are performing work duties outside their contracts. And counselors and librarians report unpaid overtime without mechanisms to address workload, says a news release. College faculty currently have a ceiling of 5 minutes and 24 seconds per student, per week for evaluation, as true today as it was in 1985. Data from the Workload Task Force report indicates that only a quarter of faculty are even allotted that time, most have less, and overall, faculty have nearly an hour less weekly for evaluation than 10 years ago. Our proposals invest in hands-on, job-ready education that trains Ontario's future, added Arbour. The reality is that the colleges are rapidly expanding a corporate, for-profit model of education on the backs of the most precarious workers and students. Any student or parent can tell you that quality education starts and ends with the frontline faculty training to prepare them for entering the labor force, added OPSEU President J.P. Hornick, faculty at George Brown College. As the workers in college classrooms, laboratories, libraries, and offices working directly with students, we're fighting for a better college system, because we know firsthand that student and faculty futures depend on each other. The strike mandate vote will be conducted by the Ontario Labour Relations Board, OLRB, and will begin on Tuesday, October 15 at noon and run through Thursday, October 17 at 3 p.m. Once ready, results of the strike vote will be communicated to all college faculty members and made public by OPSEU at that time.